pity the poor TV analysts. In real time tonight, they'll have to figure out who is anointed and who's disappointed in both Democratic and Republican contests spanning 24 states. NPR's David Falkenflik wondered how the networks can possibly figure out a clear-cut winner with so many different ways to keep score.
So I paid a visit to two big TV news shops over the past few days to figure that out for myself. Kathy Frankovic is a former college professor who has worked for CBS News for more than 30 years. She's the director of surveys there, and she thought she had seen it all until now.
We have never had this many states, this many races in both parties on a primary night ever before in, I think, in history.
A few long blocks away in Midtown Manhattan at Fox News Channel's headquarters, David Rhodes shows me around the decision desk.
What you can see here, Michael stands on election nights at that masking tape mark on the floor. The camera takes in the whole scope of the decision process.
Rhodes is vice president for news at Fox, and he's talking about Michael Barone, who's overseeing the network's team of academics, political researchers, and journalists. Barone will explain to viewers exactly how they're making predictions. And Rhodes says there's a lingering memory that accounts for the caution.
If these states break a certain way, we could wind up with a 269-269 tie with no one getting a majority of electoral votes. It is not out of the question yet.
Ah, election night 2000. It seems like only 7 or 8 years ago, back when networks predicted who had won Florida twice and had to withdraw it both times.
I'll tell you one thing about Tuesday. This is tougher than a general election.
Tougher? That's because usually a general election comes down to a dozen key states. The others are pretty clear-cut. Rhodes says that's not the case here.
Tuesday is a triage operation. It is for us, and it is for everybody else that's going to be making projections that night.
So take notes. This is the Schoolhouse Rock part, where Rhodes explains how election night works for the news networks.
You're not really looking at one race, but just under 24 races in two parties among multiple candidates. And then to add another layer of complexity, many of those races are not winner-take-all.
The decision desk, and boy, does TV love alliteration, the decision desk wades through exit polls, raw vote updates, and reporters' tips from the field to determine why people voted as they did. But the big question is, how do you determine who wins? After all, you can tally up victories by state or by vote or by delegates. Back at CBS, Kathy Frankovic says all three are important.
The end of the night story is, of course, the delegates.
Fair enough. A candidate wins the nomination by acquiring delegates.
But in the course of getting to there, we are looking at what is happening state by state. There is a big burst of state poll closings at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I mean, a huge burst of poll closings, 9 states.
Later in the evening, Frankovic says, it becomes about the behavior of voters.
Are there regional differences? Are there different subgroups within the Democratic Party and the Republican Party who are important? What does this mean for the future? Where are we headed?
The delegates themselves are tough to allocate. On the Democratic side, for example, superdelegates who hold big offices often announce their allegiances, but they're not required to keep those promises. And votes cast in states holding caucuses don't always translate immediately into delegates either. That, of course, creates the opportunity for confusion. Frankovic will be wearing a microphone and makeup, ready for her close-up.
In case there's a problem and I have to go on television to explain it.
So only if things go bad do we
That's
see.
That's what I say. And my goal is never to appear on television on election nights.
So if you see Kathy Frankovic live from New York, be afraid. Be very afraid. David Falkenflik, NPR News.